Welcome to Thriller Podcast with Car Gonzalez. Broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. At Texas Bitcoin Conference 2018. Via SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you. Now, here is your host, Car Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Podcast. Today is Saturday, October 27th, and we are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference here in Austin, Texas. Yeah, it was a great conference. There were so many people that we got to talk to. There is so much information in regards to governance, Bitcoin. There was Bitcoin Cash fights. No, not a fight, but it was more like an argument between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. That was interesting. There's a lot going on. And the person responsible for this is Paul Snow. He is of Factum, and he's our first guest. Take a listen.
Paul, it's been a crazy time for you. I see you're being pulled everywhere. How's the Texas Bitcoin Conference going so far?
It's going really great. We have a lot of people, a lot of energy, a lot of great speakers. We're covering a lot of territory, and it's been really, really wonderful so far.
Yeah, and I heard you talking about y'all's new stablecoin possibly being released. Is it later this year or next year?
Hard to say. I believe we want to test it and do a bit more research and garner a bit more analysis by economists and other people in the world. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, we would like to get it out at some point relatively soon.
Yeah, and you guys are one of the biggest companies in blockchain here in Austin, and it for the most part, you guys kind of lead the way in that. Can you talk a little bit about how Factum does a really great job with that?
Well, Factum has been around since 2014. We are running inside of Austin. We pay a lot of attention to the community. I'm not sure if we are the biggest promoter of other blockchain technologies in Austin, but we certainly try to contribute and be a positive influence in the space.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I just wanted to make sure that we cover the event because I feel it's very important here, being the biggest conference in this way. How does that go?
This is the best little Bitcoin conference in Texas, and that's the theme on our shirt.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate being with you.
And next up, we have on Marco. Marco, of course, as you know, was on Thriller Podcast earlier this week, and he dropped a lot of information about Decred, and I had to kind of talk to him because, you know, this was the first time me meeting him, and he was just an overall just great guest for the show, and I feel like he just dropped so much information, and when I met him, I automatically knew that he was going to be a friend for a very long time. I'm serious when I say that. He's a really nice guy. Take a listen.
We got Marco from Decred.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, so what are you guys expecting here this year for the Texas Bitcoin Conference?
Well, we're hoping for a large turnout so that we can, you know, bring Decred to the people and explain it a little bit and see if we can get some more people involved.
Awesome, awesome. I see you guys have the, what is he called? Does he have a name?
Stakey.
So it's a poor guy who has to get inside this big old, I don't know, is it a block? I guess it is a block,
it's
right?
It's a ticket.
Okay.
So it's, you know, a staking ticket is what it is.
Okay, okay.
So in the fork, you know, represents the not forking things, and the shield is, you know, protecting yourself with Decred.
That's awesome. Yeah, we have pictures on the website and everything. What are you going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about what's next in governance. So governance is heating up in the cryptosphere. A lot of folks are kind of, I want to say, wake up to it, really, because, you know, with governance, you get longevity. And it turns out, if you want to be around for longer than a couple of years, you're going to need something along those lines.
Yeah, of course. I know we spoke about it on Monday. Do you think it's something that maybe Bitcoin will adopt one day, or you think it's kind of ship has sailed?
So I think that Bitcoin is probably going to remain BOW all the way through. And if it changed, then it wouldn't be Bitcoin, right? So that's the reality. So, and they are very large, right? They are the 800-pound gorilla. And, you know, again, Bitcoin is a pretty amazing invention. So what we don't know is what's going to happen in the future, right? We just don't. It could be great, everything could work out, or it could be something bad happening. We'll find out.
Yeah, definitely DCR is on its way. I know you guys are getting popular by the minute. I think I saw that Waxman's looking to court you guys as a PR agency. That's big, especially in the PR side of things.
Well, there's actually two of them that are, trying to, they wrote proposals. They are trying to get on board with us, and that's great. And that's exactly actually the idea behind the governance system is how do we get some folks to just show up and see if they are interested in doing some work. And, and because you get paid in Decred, that makes it more interesting, right?
Yeah, it's you guys are headed the right path for sure. I'm really excited to hear your talk. But thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
And somebody else that we actually had the chance to speak to was Jared Tate of Digibyte. I had no idea he lived here in Austin. That was really cool. So he is definitely going to have to be a guest on our show just because there's very few people that I see speak and that actually capture the audience attention, right? Because when you speak in public, there's only, so far you can go in sparking, the imagination in the audience. But Jared did this in flying colors. He just knew exactly what to say, and he got everybody thinking. And he dropped a lot of information there in regards to how Digibyte is trying to move this whole blockchain space, mining, algorithmic, decentralized currency forward. Like they really are doing a lot of great things, and it was nice to see them bring all that stuff to light today at the conference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Jared Tate from Digibyte. He just had his presentation right now. It was awesome, full of ideas. How's it going? How's your Texas Bitcoin conference going?
Oh, it's great. It's good to be here. It's the second year I've been here. So it's definitely one of the best events, I think, in the United States. It's been going on for 4 years now. So,
yeah, and you were talking about 2035, and you scared everybody when you said 2039. Can you tell us a little about that?
So I'm working on a book called Blockchain 2035, and the idea is, how is blockchain going to be integrated into our everyday life by the year 2035? It's also the year that the last Digibytes minted. As I learned in the talk here and the questions, it's not when the last block occurs. The block chain continues, but the last actual Digibytes minted in 2035. I kind of mentioned there's a bug in all computer systems. It's like the year 2039. Everything resets back to like January 1st, 1969, because they run out of room in space in the way timestamps occur. So it's kind of a problem for all systems, but we should have it figured out by then.
Yeah. You were saying we should have figured out by then. And then you also let something spill out about a new venture you guys are starting. I know it's no like release date yet, but can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. So, there's a couple things. There's an open source community driven movement called Digi Assets, where people can build stuff on top of Digibyte, which has been much requested, but we've been working through it and testing it for quite some time now. And then my personal project I'm involved with, bringing blockchain to the real estate sector in some innovative ways. It's called Vesti. So we don't have any more information at this time because we don't want to give any dates or anything. But yeah,
that's gonna be awesome. Thank you so much for coming on real quick, because you're an important person here in Austin and in this space in general.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
And then we had the Saya speaking. That's right. David Vorick came on and just blew everybody out of the water. There's certain times when I think of like my crypto history and just diving into the space where you hear somebody talk and you see the future. And I'm not just talking about like you see the future, like you can imagine it. No, he's literally telling you how is it going to go down. Like he tells you exactly how decentralization is going to work in the future. And not only does he tell you, he gives you dates and he gives you additions of logic in regards to how to scale things, how to really think about these things in a really constructive, precise, and serious way. And, when I actually, was able to talk to him one-on-one, that was when I kind of had a feeling. I had a feeling to where, I realized I was talking to somebody that is very likely going to change the world. And, you really, I would say like, there's only maybe like one or two people in my life that I've ever met when I met that person and then they went on and changed the world. I feel like this person, I'm not just, you know, just saying that because I'm a fan of Asaya, but I really feel like he set out to change, or he's setting out to change the world. Anyways, take a listen to David as he talks about Asaya.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with David from Asaya, and he just gave his talk here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Thanks for coming on the show, David.
Hey, great to be here.
So like I said, we're big fans of Asaya here on the podcast. Talk a lot about you guys. So it's kind of definitely feel, we're very happy. So I just have a couple questions. These are very specific because a lot of our people that listen to the show are fans of yours. So this one's pretty specific. This one comes from Matthew. He's a big fan of yours. He says, CDN, I know you touched about it on there, is where the real key interest is for him. He wonders what needs to happen in order to have that functionality. Will you have to run a full node as well? I'm wondering when that won't be necessary.
Yeah, so CDN is more complicated in terms of engineering hours, but we do have the research complete and we know how to do it. And essentially, the server or the service is going to have to run a full node. So if I'm, say, Netflix and I'm using Asaya as a CDN, I, as Netflix, have to run a full node, but my users do not need to run a full node. They can just, you know, go to Netflix.com, view it in a web browser, and they start streaming video to themselves. Behind the scenes, Asaya can be doing the streaming, and the user does not have to have any idea or any special software. They can just get their video. Netflix can get decentralization.
Yeah, he's a big fan of yours. He's the one that brought me, or turned me on to Asaya, was him actually coming out and say, hey, Carr, can you talk about Asaya? And I did my best to do you guys in a main topic. So maybe in the future we could have you on the show as an interview. I don't know if you'd be up for that.
Yeah, we'll have to coordinate that.
Cool. Appreciate it. Yeah, that'd make a lot of people happy. So I guess my couple questions would be, I know you hear about Amazon and AWS, and I really don't care about that stuff. I'm more about like how are you guys? I know you said I know we had a talk here on the side, but you were talking about different people that you're reaching out to. Can you just explain and kind of expand on how you guys plan to build out this decentralized storage future?
Yeah, so I think the biggest technique is just one step at a time. I think that there's a lot of work to do. And in terms of technology progress, you know, a lot of people say like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in the dot-com bubble, but the internet was really invented in the 70s. And so if you say cryptocurrency was invented in 2008, then in relative internet timeline, we're in the 80s. And I definitely, you know, working with the core technology a lot, I feel like that is where we are. And that to get to true decentralization, there's going to be another 20 to 30 years of building. But, you know, just like the internet, small pieces will come online, you know, one at a time, and we will get there. I do think that eventually almost everything we do will be through some sort of decentralized cryptocurrency-powered system.
You know, thanks so much for doing your part in leading that way. Like, I would say just because a lot of us, you know, I guess our generation just understands the real need for that. So I appreciate you in taking that upon yourself and your whole team to get that started. My next question would be, what was it about the Texas Bitcoin Conference that made you want to come out, I guess?
So I've never been to Austin, and that was super interesting to me. But also, it's just, like, it's nice to see more parts of the cryptocurrency community. I think this is a subset of the cryptocurrency community that I don't spend a ton of time with, and certainly that's not for not wanting to, I'm glad to be here and glad to meet bigger parts of our space.
Yeah, it was really cool when I saw you on the list. I was like, oh my god! I was like, David's coming from Asaya. Like, it's gonna be awesome. But anyways, I'll let you get back to everything. But thanks again for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Any final words?
Yeah, I would say, you know, stick to your principles, and that, you know, we can and should demand more from our world, and that we can, you know, take steps to get there. I'm proud to be, you know, part of the team, one of the teams leading the way.
And then finally, we ran into an old friend, Nanu Burks. She's a decentralized blockchain artist, and she's using the blockchain today. She's a great person. She's very artistic, and she makes really good art on top of that. So take a listen to her.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we have on our final favorite person that you guys all know of, Nanu Burks. She's an artist. She's blockchain. She's everything. Hey, Nanu.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. That's a great introduction.
Yeah, I just make these up on the fly. I was going to ask you, what brings you to Texas Bitcoin Conference?
So this is the local conference. You know, my studio's here in Austin, Texas, and I've been out of the circuit for 3 months just creating art. So I'm back here and getting back on the full circle. So
yeah, we see all your art everywhere. It's amazing. I went to HoshoCon, Nanu, and I saw your art all over the place. On people. I think Ken was sporting some too. And then we had a conversation about that too. So yeah, your art's everywhere.
Thank you so much. So you can buy it with crypto. We have coin payments integration. Some of them are NFC chipped registered on the blockchain, on the Ethereum blockchain. So if you want some, let me know. There's some discounts up there, and male and female.
And where does everybody go to get all that stuff? I know you have your Twitter profile, but where's everything at?
So it's nanuburks.com/art, or you can follow me on social, nanuburks everywhere, Twitter, etc.
Cool. Thank you so much, Nanu. Any final words? What do you think about what's going on here? What have you seen? Anything cool?
So I've seen some good amount of stuff here. People are screaming in the background. I'm mostly excited about...
Here, we'll go this way. Sorry. That's Paul Snow, people. He's
Paul Snow is amazing.
Yeah. Favorite. Did you see him juggling? So he was juggling and stuff. Okay, so... What are you up to?
I'm most excited about auctioning my most famous, I guess, or my biggest piece of art for the Hawk Foundation in Houston. We're raising funds with the Tour de Crypto. They're amazing people. And we're using paybook.com to track financial transparency for nonprofits. It integrates crypto and fiat. It's amazing. And I'm awesome. Chipping all my art with the Blockchain Art Collective NFC chip. So really, really awesome teams. Like, beyond the technology, awesome people. And check them out.
Yeah, guys, or ladies, whoever's out there, don't miss Nanu. She's all over the place, and I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not even joking. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, her art's going to be worth a shit ton of money. I'm just saying.
Hodl that shit.
Yeah, hodl that shit.
Yeah, it was a great conference overall, and I can't wait for day two. I'm super tired today as we get this uploaded right now, but, you know, I really love this space, and I love meeting people, and I love talking to different people about blockchain. It's just a passion of mine, and I'm sure it's a passion of yours too. So buy Bitcoin, save the world. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Gar Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Gar said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own